Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Thank you for taking time this Sunday morning to tune us in, and we'll try to be a blessing to your hearts today. Gene Voss with you this morning. Invite you to church. Also today at the House of God, Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. You come today at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 10:45 for the service, and then 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, 7 on Wednesday, midweek prayer meeting, and we invite you to come be with us throughout this week. God will bless if you will come, and if you've got a spiritual need, of course, God will deal with that when you come to the House of God. And guarantee you, if you'll follow the Spirit of God as He directs you, you will leave better than you came. And so it's good to be here this Sunday morning, and trust that you'll meet us in the House of God today. Pray for the needs. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out to be in the House of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you. And we'll certainly try to encourage your heart as you open the Word of God today. It's good to be saved on this Sunday morning. Good to know we've got a place to go worship the Lord and meet together with God's people and sit together in heavenly places with God's people as Jesus instituted the church and put it on this earth to get a place to fellowship with God's people and a place where folks get saved, folks get revived. And I'm telling you, brother, the only reason this world's still standing today and this nation still standing is because of the presence of the church of the living God. And God takes care of His people, and I thank God for that. So I want to pray for your needs this morning. You've got loved ones that's maybe unsaved. You've got somebody that's away from God, out of the House of God, away from church. And we want to remember them in prayer this morning. Then there's those that are listening. You've been negligent about going to the House of God. You have let yourself slide. You have neglected the command where He said that He tells us don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. When you could go, you didn't go. You don't go. And, of course, we're praying for you this morning. You'll find it's a better place to be is in the House of God than sitting at the house when you can go. Now, we've got folks that can't go. They would be there with bells on if they could, and they just can't go anywhere. And, of course, God specializes in helping them, and He'll encourage their hearts today. So you pray, and pray especially for the sinners, those that's lost without you, without God. I trust this will be the day that somebody will be saved by God's grace. And just let the Lord have His way in your heart and life today. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. We want to thank you for loving us, Lord, like you loved us. Lord, we reach down. You reach down into the muck and the mire of sin, the horrible pit that was in, picked us up and put our feet on solid rock, established our going. And you put a song in our heart and mouth, even praise unto our God. I praise you for doing that. Lord, undeserving, hell-bound sinners, you reached down and got us out of the muck and the mire of sin. Thank you for that. And then you indwelt us with the Spirit of God, the sweet Holy Ghost that took His abode up in our heart and souls the very instant we got saved. My, what a blessing it is to have the very presence of God in our life this morning, to guide guide us, to lead us, to reprove us, to bless us, and to use us for His glory. Always pointing folks to Jesus. He's always pointing folks to Jesus. Sweet Holy Ghost don't magnify Himself, but He magnifies the Savior. And I praise You for that this morning. Bless all the needs in Radio Land. Many needs help this morning, Father. As they look to You, I trust You hear their prayers, and You will. Now, You did make a promise, and so you God, please help those that need help this morning. Convict the sinner's heart and bring them to You this morning under conviction before it's too late. Have Your will and way. Help our nation that's gotten so far from God. Oh, God, so perverted and so wicked and so sinful in our land today. And I pray You'd bring Holy Ghost conviction upon those in leadership, those that could make a difference if they would, but yet they're following the self and the flesh and sin. And I pray You'd speak to the hearts, Lord, in America today. Turn it once again, Lord, like it used to be. You're only one that can do that, Father. But then I'd say, as John the Revelator said when he saw all these things taking place, He said, even so come, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, this might be the day that You'll send Your Son to get us out of this world, to carry us home to be with You. And we'll bless You and praise You and love You for all that You do for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today and be an encouragement to you this morning. You listen now as they sing. Hope it'll be a help to you. Amen.
story that's so true. How God in his mercy looked down on me and you. For though we were sinners and sinful paths we trod, yet free through believing became the sons of God. Satan's darts, and sometimes I just want to go home. But always he is with me, always he still cares, always he reminds me that he will always be there. Sometimes I feel like I could die. Sometimes my world crumbles in my hands. Sometimes I'm weary from the fight, and sometimes I'm just too weak to stand. But always he is with me, always he still cares.
Amen. Well, he's always there for us. Isn't that a blessing? This morning, I'm glad God is still on the throne, and he is able to do abundantly above everything we could ask or think about. We've been in Ephesians chapter 2. We'll go back there this morning, Ephesians, the second chapter, and we've been trying to preach on the subject simply on this. Have you gone back where you used to be? Are you where you used to be or what you used to be? I know we're never going to be fully what we used to be, but I'm telling you, folks, go back on the Lord and they get back in the same old hog pen they came out of, and they are miserable people. And I tell you, the good question to ask ourselves today, are we where we used to be? Have we slid back to the place in our lives that we used to partake of the things? The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Brother, there's the fact that we're susceptible to the things of this world. We're tempted, we're drawn aside, and we're presented with things every day designed to draw us back into the place we came out of. But I'm glad there's victory in Jesus this morning. And one thing that we did find out here in verses 4, there's a factor that gives us hope and gives us help, but God. I mean, the person is in here. He's the defining person. We mentioned that on last Sunday. The defining person in this chapter, in this verse, is God. But God. But God. God defines us. And then, of course, that defines the defining moment in our lives is when we got born again, saved by God's grace. It does everybody good to take a look back every once in a while after what God brought us out of, and remember the defining moment in our lives when we trusted God and accepted Jesus as our Savior and as our Lord. My, what a blessed day that was when we put our life in the hands of the Lord, and the thrill of being a new creature in Christ flooded our souls. And boy, that's something we need to maintain, something we need to nurture and stay where we ought to be with God. We've compromised. We have slid back. We have participated. We have gone to the things of this world today, and it doesn't satisfy a child of God, makes them miserable when they do. So have you got back to the place you used to be in? Have you found yourself getting cold and indifferent and unconcerned about the things of God? Have you your faithfulness got in the background? You're not faithful any longer. You're just simply doing what comes convenient. But, oh, my friend, missing the blessings that God has got for us when we do that. And so the thing that happened to us, we mentioned last week, first of all, it erases the past. It erases the past. I'm glad God does away with our sins, and He puts us in the family of God, as we mentioned there in Hebrews chapter verse 11 and 12 of this chapter. Remember that you being in time past Gentiles from the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's a past that's been erased in our lives. There's no longer being remembered by God anymore against us. Brother, we remember the past a lot of time. We think about things that we used to do, but I'm telling you, God forgets about it. He forgets about our past, and it's the present sins we've got to deal with today now that's in our life. He commands us not to sin. 1 John chapter 1 tells us He commands just not to sin. But He said, if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and went on to say, if we'll confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friend, listen, He erases the past, and God erases the past, and then thank God for you don't have to go to sleep at night remembering what you used to be and having God holding that against you. I assure you this morning that God don't hold that against you one moment. He don't even remember what you used to be, because that past has been erased in the sight of God. It's been done away with by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is this morning. Thank God for that. And so you find there's a past that's been erased. He talks about that very pointedly here in Ephesians chapter 2. You that He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. We were dead. There's a time that our past, we is dead, but now we're alive in Christ Jesus, been saved by the grace of God. There's a time the past we walked wrong. In verses 2, the Bible said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, world. Oh, that past has been erased, my friend. God has erased that past from us, and we're saved by God's grace. Isn't that a blessing? I thank God to think about this morning. Amen. So He erases the past, those that are saved by God's grace. The past has been erased. Yeah, you remember, but God don't remember of that past any longer. You worry about the present. Amen. You're living in the present time. You're here in this world today. That you're not here hopeless and helpless. You're here if you've been really saved by the grace of God. Your past has been erased, and He's indwelt you with the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is here to remind you and to bless you and to correct you and to guide you in all paths for His name's sake. There is that. Thank God, the past has been erased. Then number two, He enhances the present. Amen. He enhances the present. Look in verse 6. The Bible said, in verses 6 of chapter 2 of Ephesians, He said, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Thank God, He enhances the present. Look in verse 13. The Bible said, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." He enhances the present. Boy, He makes it worth living. Amen. It makes it worth getting up every morning. Thank God, it makes it worth going to bed every night and really getting our rest for these old tired bodies, getting up in the morning, facing another day with Jesus and recognizing who He is and what He's done for us. Thank God, He enhances the present. He makes it a real joy. Amen. The Bible said, "Together hath raised us up together." Amen. You sometimes are made nigh by the blood of Christ. But in verses 6, He hath raised us up together. The present is enhanced by the presence of God's people all around us. He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And some of you out there, you're not going to church. You've neglected the house of God. Used to be faithful. Used to be there every time the door was open. But now half of the time you're sitting at the house, you're cold and indifferent. Have you gotten away from the Lord? There's no fellowship with Him. And there's something wrong, brother. It's a spiritual problem that you have in your life today. He made us sit there. He enhances that present. David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." And my friend, He enhances the present. Makes it a real joy to get together with God's people, with Him, with each other. Amen. And we're with Christ. And the Bible said that it's with Christ and made nigh by the blood of Christ. We have fellowship with Him. Because of that blood, we got a fellowship with the saints of God, with each other because of the blood. And so He enhances the present, makes it a real joy to be saved by God's grace. And so, my friend, listen, I'm telling you, the present is something you ought to be enjoying today, not enduring that. You say, "Preacher, you just don't know what's wrong with me. I, in a lot of places, can't go." But I tell you, brother, listen, God knows exactly what we are and what we can do and what we will do for His glory. But I'm telling you, it's a joy to get up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time. It's a joy to get up and go to the house of God. He enhances the present. He puts within us the joy of worship and the joy of fellowship with God and with His people. And there is a thrill, the enhancing of the present that He does for us today. So first of all, He erases the past. Secondly, He enhances the present. And thirdly, He enlarges the future. Praise God for that. Look what He said in verses 7. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And brother, He enlarges the future for us. The ages to come. Do you know everything we have from this day forward is future? And brother, one of these days, somebody said, "Well, I'm going to die one day, and that'll be all of it." No, praise praise God for a saint of God. And brother, when we pass from this life, we're going to a better place, and we're going to be there forever with Him. The future is going to be enlarged because of our position in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, you're children of God, you're heirs of God, and you're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're joint heirs with Him today. Thank God for the presence of the Savior. He's in glory, and we're going there one day too. Amen. The future has been enlarged for us today because that we're saved by the grace of God. He made a promise there in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. A place for us prepared by the Lord Jesus Himself. And that's how much He loves us this morning. Amen. I go to prepare His place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, and He has, He said, I will come again. And He will. Amen. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Listen, my friend, the future has been enlarged for the children of God. We're going to be where Jesus is. Amen. The very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just to be able to see Him. Amen. Oh, just to put our eyes upon the Son of God. Amen. Thank God just to look upon Him. Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face and dare to sing forever of His amazing grace. I tell you, it's going to be a future that's been enhanced by the grace of God. And every time, brother, we circle around through glory, we'll see the Savior. There'll be with a prince in His hands and with a print in His side and His feet. And brother, we'll remember the price that He paid, and we'll start shouting again. Amen. Just to be with Him. Thank God. And so, listen, the future has been enlarged for the saints of God, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. He's not going to peddle our grace. It's not worth a thing in the world, but it's His grace. For by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. I'm not of works, lest any man should boast. And in ages to come, He might show that exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. God's going to show us, brother, His kindness through Christ Jesus. And we're going to get to experience everything that Jesus told us about in the Word of God. And He said, but He's again, it was said in the Scriptures, I have not seen, hear, have not heard, and yet entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love Him. And that blessing God's going to come and get us and enhance our future, enlarge the future for us that are saved by the grace of God. Don't you tell me it's not worth living for Jesus. And brother, we got a future that only God could give us. What we can get will pass away with age. And what we buy on this earth, and brother, crumbles into the dust. That what the Lord's prepared for us will never pass away, and we'll be with Him forever and forever by the grace of God. Oh, my friend, are you what you used to be? Have you gotten back into the same old hog pen you used to be in? Are you living for the Lord Jesus today? I tell you, you ought to get right with God, because He erases the past, enhances the present, and enlarges the future for every saint of God. He reconciled us both unto God in one body. That's what He said in these verses. Jew and Gentile, bond or free, have been reconciled to God. And brother, God didn't have to reconcile to us. We had to be reconciled to God. We had to be forgiven. And we had to be born again. We were one that fell, and brother, lost our first estate with God. But Jesus came and paid the sin debt and redeemed us by His blood and saved us by His grace. And so we've got something to look forward to. The future is going to be enlarged for every saint of God. May God bless you. You listen to the song now as they sing. Amen.